And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 3rd of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Washington Irving, 1783, New York City. He set out to be a writer, wrote theater reviews. He wrote essays under the pen name Dietrich Knickerbocker, including the story The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. He also wrote about Christmas. He may have been the first person to write about Santa flying in a sleigh in his History of New York. Charles Dickens gave Washington Irving credit for that in A Christmas Carol. And it was Washington Irving who first referred to New York City as Gotham, which means goat town, comes from a town called Gotham in Lincolnshire, England, famous for stories about its illiterate residents. Washington Irving, who said, "I am always at a loss to know how much to believe of my own stories." It's the birthday of the columnist Herb Kane, born Sacramento, 1916, wrote a column in the San Francisco Chronicle starting in 1938. He was just 22 years old. And he continued writing 1,000 words a day, 6 days a week, for almost 60 years. It was the longest-running newspaper column in American history. Herb Kane, who said, "I'm going to do what every San Franciscan does who goes to heaven. I'll look around and say it's not bad, but it ain't San Francisco." And it was on this date in 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final public speech. He was in Memphis to support sanitation workers who were out on strike. He was not scheduled to speak at this meeting, but people hoped that he would. And so, even though he was exhausted, under the weather, suffering from a sore throat, he came down and delivered his speech without notes, in which he said, "We have an opportunity to make America a better nation." And he ended his speech saying, "We have some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." He nearly collapsed, finished his speech, had to be helped back to his seat. He was assassinated the next day. He was 39 years old. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright. "The evening is tranquil, and dawn is 1,000 miles away. The mares go down for their evening feed into the meadow grass. Two pine trees sway the invisible wind. Some sway, some don't sway. The heart of the world lies open, leached and ticking with sunlight for just a minute or so. The mares have their heads on the ground. The trees have their heads on the blue sky. Two ravens circle and twist. On the borders of heaven, the river flows clear a bit longer." A poem by Charles Wright, "The evening is tranquil and dawn is 1,000 miles away," from his collection Sestets, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.